Chapter 1. The Sigma Codex. Unwritten Laws of the Untouchable Man. Who is a Sigma? A Sigma is the quiet earthquake in a world of noise. He doesn't chase power. He is power. Unseen, unscripted, and utterly unbreakable. While Alphas roar and Betas follow, a Sigma moves like smoke. No loyalty to tribes. He's his own nation. No thirst for applause. His victories are secrets. No fear of solitude. Silence is his strategy room. He doesn't climb ladders. He burns them, builds bridges only he can cross, and leaves the crowd guessing. The Sigma isn't born. He's built, in the fires of betrayal, the ice of discipline, and the shadows where ordinary men fear to stare. You won't see him, but you'll feel him. Why Sigmas are called wolves. A wolf isn't just an animal. It's a metaphor for unstoppable independence. Here's why Sigmas embody the wolf. They hunt alone. Wolves thrive in solitude. Sigmas don't need teams, tribes, or validation. They trust their instincts. They see what others miss. Wolves navigate darkness. Sigmas spot hidden agendas, societal traps, and true intentions, no matter how well disguised. They leave no trace. Wolves move silently. Sigmas build power without bragging, manipulate systems without fingerprints, and vanish before their enemies notice. They'd rewrite the rules. Wolves don't follow alpha/beta labels. Sigmas ignore hierarchies. They don't lead or follow. They'd redefine the game. Let me tell you about a man who defied empires. His name was Electus, a Spartan soldier who fought at Thermopylae in 480 BC. While 300 of his brothers charged into Persian swords for glory, Electus did something radical. He vanished. Not out of cowardice, but strategy. While others died as legends, he poisoned Persian supply lines, sabotaged their weapons, and disappeared like smoke. The Spartan king called him a traitor. History erased him, but Electus didn't care. He survived. He thrived. And he proved something that echoes through time. True power isn't found in hierarchies, it's found in the shadows. You've felt this truth before. When your boss demanded loyalty but offered no respect. When friends mock your solitude, calling you cold or aloof. When society tried to shove you into the alpha/beta boxes. Electus wasn't a traitor, he was the first Sigma. And his story is your blueprint, the ghost factor. Why invisibility is your greatest weapon. Sigmas don't hide. They choose when to be seen. Take Bruce Lee. He abandoned traditional martial arts, refusing to fit into rigid systems. Critics call him a rogue. But by creating Jeet Kune Do, a style with no fixed form, he became unstoppable. His secret: move like a ghost. Here's how you do it. Speak 30% less in meetings. Let others fight for attention while you observe, strategize, and strike. Delete social media for 7 days. Not a break. Erase the apps. Social media is a dopamine leech for betas. Cut it. End one toxic relationship this week. Coworker, friend, lover, if they demand conformity, walk away. This isn't about being antisocial. It's about preserving your energy like a vault. A CEO I mentor once told me, the day I stopped attending pointless meetings was the day my revenue tripled. Loyalty to missions, not people. The Nikola Tesla Protocol. Nikola Tesla worked for Thomas Edison, who promised him $50,000, a fortune in 1885, to improve his Dick Motors. Tesla delivered. Edison laughed. You don't understand American humor. Tesla didn't argue. He quit, founded his own lab, and pioneered ACT electricity, alone. The lesson? Betrayal hurts. Protect yourself by investing in purpose, not promises. Sigmas don't chase teams or tribes. They build empires in silence. A modern example, a tech founder I know discovered his partner was embezzling funds. Instead of confronting him, he leaked fake financial records showing a doomed investment. The partner stole the idea and went bankrupt. the Sigma's hands, clean, his reputation, untouchable, the samurai's secret, how to dissect systems like a surgeon. In 17th century Japan, a ronin, masterless samurai, named Taikishi was ordered to kneel to a corrupt shogun. Taikishi bowed, then slit the shogun's throat. He didn't claim the throne. He vanished into the mountains, carving this into stone. A throne is just a chair with bloodstains. This is the Sigma's mindset. Hierarchies are cages for men who need permission to breathe. Alphas crave followers, their weakness. Betas crave leaders, their slavery. Sigmas crave nothing. How to apply this? When others argue about how things should be, ask, who benefits from these rules? Spoiler, not you. Reject titles. I once turned down a role at a Fortune 500 company. The CEO sputtered, "You're throwing away prestige." I replied, "Prestige is a golden leash. Unleash your nameless power means destroying the identity chains, the CEO, leader, that imprison lesser men in hierarchies they never chose. Why this changes everything. Titles are invisible handcuffs. They appear as rewards but secretly transfer ownership of your life to external systems. Prestige is the ultimate psychological weapon, a phantom currency others control completely, keeping you addicted to validation you'll never fully receive. Sovereign power flows only to those who operate beyond the matrix of borrowed identities and manufactured accomplishments. Sigma truth. The men who control the world don't beg for impressive business cards. They command reality while others chase gold-plated badges. Action principle. Let them keep their hollow titles while you build unassailable leverage that requires no permission or recognition to exist. The 7-day crucible, a boot camp for your Sigma Na. This isn't a meditation retreat. It's war. Day 1 to 3. Delete all social media. You'll feel withdrawal, like a detox. Good. Your mind is shedding beta programming. Day 4 to 6. Speak 10 sentences or less daily. Words are currency. Stop giving discounts. Day 7. End one toxic relationship. Not with drama, with silence. Block, delete, move on. By the end, your mind will feel like a cleaned rifle. Focused, cold, ready. One reader told me, "I lost friends, but gained 20 hours a week. I wrote a book, launched a business, became a ghost they all gossip about." The price of power, what no one tells you. Warning, activating this code will trigger mass abandonment. Family, friends, and brothers will turn on you, labeling you dangerous and damaged. Let them. Their fear reveals their chains. Attract hostile forces. Managers, past women, and fake alphas will launch desperate attacks to drag you back into their matrix. Their rage confirms your power. Unleash your dormant self, the version of you that requires no validation, permission, or approval will finally emerge, the version they've always feared. The final truth. This isn't about becoming a Sigma. It's about admitting you've been one all along. The world will try to shame you for it. Let them. While they're busy clapping for alphas, you'll be writing your own rules and burning theirs. What's next? In Chapter 2, you'll learn how to spot the 5 fake freedoms society sells. Use media, politics, and social norms as weapons. Apply the red pill algorithm to detox from societal brainwashing. This isn't a chapter, it's a baptism. You're not here to fit in. You're here to burn the script.